Wake up, wake up.
I just keep moving.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
George.
Yes.
Can you get your phone out? You've got an Apple, right? You've got an iPhone.
Oh, hello.
Oh, I did.
Can you kick up your pictures?
Yes.
Right. Now, you know the little search button on the top right hand, there's a magnifying glass.
Yes.
And you can search your pictures. Can you press that?
Yep.
Now, go with me on this.
Carry on.
Can you now just put the word bra in?
B-R-A.
B-R-A. Yeah.
Okay.
Has it found anything?
Yes.
Can I see?
No.
Oh, why not?
There's an irony to this, actually, but I'm not going into it.
I heard this yesterday on the Chris Burke Show. George's now got her
head in her hands.
I can't say I really want to say it, but I don't think I can say it. Can I say it?
Just put it out there.
Okay, the irony is, actually, this picture,
yeah.
I'm wearing a ball dress,
yeah.
Which you can't wear a bra with, and
oh,
that's
wow.
The one it's picked out.
Oh, my God, look at it!
That is an amazing photo.
Facebook! This is me, just for work this morning.
Oh, my God, wow!
Look at that vein in my head, though. I always get this massive vein in my head.
Oh, I'm not looking at the vein in your head.
Move on!
Apple has been secretly cataloguing photos of you wearing a bra for the past year.
Well, it's going horribly wrong.
How is this not a huge violation of your privacy? Here's what Apple says. They say two things. They're not just cataloguing photos of you in a bra or without one. Their artificial intelligence goes through and catalogues tons of different things from guacamole to polka dots to make it easier for you to search for them.
Like, I often search for guacamole.
I know, right? And two, these searches only work locally on your phone, so they're not uploading a bunch of your bra photos or you without it anywhere else, or syncing your pictures or anything. So technically, it is private and it is secure.
Technically.
Right, but still it's weird that they don't also search photos for men's underwear, because I did try this last night, like boxers or briefs. And as far as we know, there's no way to turn the auto-cataloging off.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Beck.
Why do you have to throw a wet blanket on my dreams?
George Ryland.
You come off a bit cocky.
Live across Oman.
Woo! Get up.
High FM.
So I need some spooky music. Hang on, let's get some spooky music here.
Oh, I don't like it.
I'm not sure there was any other day when this kid could have been born. A woman whose real name, George, is Jessica Frankenstein.
No.
And her husband, Kyle, had their first child on Tuesday.
Whoa, their surname's Frankenstein?
Yes, George, yes. The Frankensteins had a baby.
The Frankensteins? I can't, I'm out. I'm already out. I can't.
On Halloween, they did it.
It's alive!
Oscar Frankenstein was yes. Was born last Tuesday afternoon, which was 4 days after his due date, because of fate, obviously.
Yeah.
And according to Jennifer, he's doing fine. So I guess that means he hasn't gone on any rampages yet.
Yes.
He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive.
That was some audio of the birth. Just there.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Let's say you find out that you're having, I don't know, a baby girl, and you really like the first name Sharon and the middle name Taylor, and your last name is Dunn. Okay?
Sharon Taylor Dunn.
Then you realise that you'd be giving her horrifying initials. I'll let you work that out for yourself.
Would be a mistake.
But according to this, just do it, because she'll be fine.
Really? Because I remember a teacher at my school had initials similar to those.
Yeah.
It didn't go well for her.
This study looked at the lifespans for people with positive initials like ACE, ACE, and VIP. Neutral initials that didn't spell out anything, like SLJ. And negative initials like D-I-E. And they found out that there's no connection between your initials and how long you live. I'd like to thank my good friend that works over at Merge, Neil Orville Bowden, for the heads up on this.
I didn't see that one coming.
Come on!
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up!
High FM.
Turn it up!
So George wants to do a bit. She said, I've got this great bit. I said, well, what's it about? And you said...
It's about my aircon.
There you go.
No, this is relatable. No, this is not, exactly what we should be doing. People will want to know this.
No one wants to hear a story about your aircon.
Yeah, they do.
Really?
Of course they do.
Is it okay, hang on. We've got two calls. And I'm going to drop those two calls.
Clear the phone lines, Banks.
If there's anybody listening now that wants to hear the story about George's aircon...
I know there is.
Give us a shout. 22 000 959. Is it a funny story? It's not a funny... It's not even a funny story. Before you are getting to your phone, it's not even a funny story.
Every story I have is funny, Robin, because it's me.
Hello, Hi FM. You don't want to hear this story, right?
Nope, I want to hear it.
No, you don't want to hear it.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't want to hear it.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't. I'm moving on. Hello, Hi FM.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey.
Yeah, we're fine.
Good, good. I'd like to hear Robin's story. I mean,
my story.
George's story.
About the aircon.
Yeah.
Really? Come on then.
One for George, yeah?
All right, okay. Yeah. Okay,
Team
come
George.
On then. Come on
do you
then.
Want the aircon story now?
Well, yeah, let's do it now.
Okay, so I didn't feel very well yesterday. I went to bed at 8:30.
Aww.
I woke up at 9:30. I got an hour's sleep and then was woken up because my aircon had stopped working.
Brilliant.
It's not working at all. Like, no power.
Are you still there, caller? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
All right.
I will throw something at you if you carry on being rude. So, I think I know. I've got this. Don't need a man. I'm going down to the fuse box and I'm going to fix this.
Yeah.
So, I did. So, I went down there, flicked the fuse. Well, I did some other stuff. and then I flicked the fuse on and it's working again. Amazing. 2 hours later, same. I've literally spent all night in the fuse box in my house and I don't really understand why. Do you know? Like, I went to bed really early and I thought I literally was so smug. I've got this. And I was like, I don't got this.
All right.
Is it broken? I'm not asking you. I'm asking the nice man on the phone.
All right, nice man on the phone.
Okay.
Is it broken?
Never really was up with my aircon.
If it keeps ripping the breaker, yeah, you've got a problem there somewhere.
You got
probably
a problem
in
there
the
somewhere.
Compressor.
In the compressor, George.
Oh, the what?
In the compressor.
What?
Waste your life now. Hello, my simple instruction. Idiots.
Mm-hmm. Get up!
The worst of the High FM morning show.
Morning show.
Podcast.
I'm all right. Listen, guys, I decided to be nice to you today.
Oh, it's Boring Maris!
Boring!
I didn't even recognize his voice.
Are you going to come around and fix my aircon?
No. The compressor story, everybody says that in the Middle East.
What? It's the compressor?
I don't know. It is a compressor, though. Even if I don't know, that's the only thing that you can say about an AC.
It's a compressor, mate.
I'm not finding this that helpful.
Well, no, he's saying that everyone says that. Everyone will come round and say, it's the compressor.
Right, but that doesn't actually get me any further along.
Yeah, well, he doesn't know. He's got to come and have a look at it. Or somebody's got to come and have a look at it. It can be anything.
There is probably another solution for George.
Move.
Yeah, it's the easiest. The Ryland. I am now moving. My aircon is broken in the bedroom.
Oh, I could see if that man's still in my cupboard. He might be able to
have the man in your cupboard.
Yeah.
He might have done it. To get you on your own.
It doesn't have an AC anyway.
You're still there.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, sorry.
Boring.
All right, make it quick.
Yeah, quick one.
get up and dance. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM, Oman.
Okay, what do you need? What do you want?
Well, I need sponsors. I'm doing the Muscat Marathon in January.
Boring Maris. Doing the marathon.
And you need what from us?
I need a sponsor.
Ah.
I don't know. You guys know better. So how to sponsor?
Oh, hang on. I think the phone line's gone. Hello? Hello?
Hello? That happens.
Caller, hello? Maris?
Dodgy lines.
Maris?
No, he's gone.
I can't hear him. What a shame.
Such a shame. I was desperate to help.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Podcast.
Hello, George. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine. How are you?
Fine, good. This is Robin.
Yes. Hello. Hi. Hello.
This is Abdullah.
Abdullah!
I'm here. Just finished from working.
Night shift.
I'm on the night shift. Ooh, the night shift. Yeah. What do you work at?
Oman Air.
We love Oman Air.
You're an engineer, aren't you?
Yes.
All right. So you're responsible for the aeroplanes?
Yep.
Not crashing into the mountain! Into the mountain, put it! I'm going to go into the mountain!
No, no.
We're taking a deviation off course to go into the mountain! What's up, George?
Nothing. So about the free flights, then?
Free flights, George wants to know about.
I'm sure. I just heard that. Free flights for life, Robin and George.
There's a special offer on 18th November.
Oh, no, no. We don't want special offers that everybody's getting.
Yeah, free. Free's the magic word.
Yeah. When we check in, do we go, Abdullah said?
Yeah.
Free flights with one condition.
What's the condition?
Oh, here we go.
I'm thinking to invite you for a dinner next week.
So if we go to dinner with you, we'll get free flights.
Yeah.
I mean,
really?
Yes, of course, in principle, but this sounds a little bit too good to be true.
I'm there.
I will come in Grand Mall or anywhere you want.
Okay, is this me or is this George or is this both of us?
Both of you.
I mean, that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
How long do we have to spend? Half an hour?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us, because we don't have any.
That's High FM, Robin Banks.
Hello, good morning.
I'm George Ryland, good morning.
Yes, hello, good morning.
Got some options for you here.
Oh, brilliant.
The Magic Three.
Okay.
Do you want the boss who is pursuing his dream?
Oh, I like that. Okay, boss, dream, and...
Japanese cat burglar.
Hurrah!
Or...
Oh, yeah.
Emergency parcel sent by parents to students.
Let's go with the first one. Boss pursuing his dream.
You haven't heard about this, then?
No, I haven't. No.
So, the headline, which is brilliant, is... Yeah. Boss sacks all his staff to pursue his dream of not having to work with them.
Oh, how brilliant is that?
He did. He literally disbanded the entire company. This is how he let them know. He emailed them all.
Yeah.
And the memo says, there is a difference between giving up and knowing when you've had enough.
Oh.
I've had enough and realise I cannot work with you, the people I employ, a moment longer. I'm quitting to pursue my dream of not having to work here.
Yours sincerely, Ihab Al-Salah. CEO, OHI.
Please don't get any ideas.
Robin Banks.
You coming in or not?
I have my show there.
You have your show. Yeah, I know, but we got our show as well.
With the High FM guys, they want to disturb me.
But mate, you came out of your studio.
I didn't came.
Where were you going to?
I'm going to drink something.
So you're going to
Starbucks.
Yeah.
He's going to Starbucks. This is Kozai from Hala. What's new? What's going on Hala now?
Now we have... let me remember. Yeah, we have...
Sharp as a nail, this dude.
Oh, it's because we get up so early.
We're gonna talk about the traffic now.
You're going to talk about the traffic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your big thing.
Yeah.
George!
It's very big thing.
So listen, what's going on
on the traffic? You cannot feel because you are not there.
You're not either.
But we are talking because of the listener, not for us.
Oh, so everything you do is for the listener?
Yeah.
Selfish.
Really? We should make a note of that.
Yeah, please write
it. But have a
because
pen.
We don't do that.
I'd love to, but
there you
can't.
Go, there's a pen.
Stop throwing
right,
things at
everything
me.
Everything for the listener.
Listener.
And also, point number two, there's this thing. Oh, what is it now? It's.
Can I go?
It's public decency.
No. I don't think they mean anything together, do they? No.
Anyway.
You love us, really.
Yeah, I love that dude. It's because I'm from Hala, everyone. Hello! There it is.
In the morning we gon' do it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning.
Hi FM, Oman.
Oh. Hello.
Good morning, Joe Robin.
Joe Robin. Oh, we've been waiting for a joint name for over a year.
Good morning, it's Joe Robin in the morning.
Yes, this is Raj, your good friend.
Raj. Is this Mercedes Raj?
Yes.
Raj is on the phone!
Is today the day we get our free cars?
Yeah, that's what he's calling us for.
How are you guys doing?
He's ignored that.
He probably wouldn't ask us.
Yeah, don't. It's Sunday, isn't it?
We might not be able to stop moaning if we start.
I know, you overslept. That results in a backache.
No, we didn't oversleep.
I don't think a 4 a.m. alarm counts as oversleeping,
yeah,
Raj.
It doesn't. My back really hurts.
Yeah, same.
And her back really hurts as well. Jerobin's in sync.
Jerobin's in pain.
Yeah, I've been quite busy, and today I'm driving off to for work. And I was keeping the heating. My car was on 25 initially, but I realized I'll doze off, so I have turned it to 22 now.
22. I know, the heating's on. My heating was on this morning.
What are you going to do in December?
It's cold, isn't it? It's freezing cold.
You'll need heated seats then.
Do they have heated seats over here?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do people actually, because Raj is a salesperson for Mercedes, has anyone ever come in and said, I want heated seats in my car?
No. We do have cars which have heated seats, but everyone wants seat cooling.
So cooling seats.
Many of our cars don't have that.
Yeah, that's what I'd like. I'd like some cooling seats.
See, I just find it a bit weird, this stuff going on.
Yeah, nice little breeze.
No.
Nice little cold bummy.
It's a little bit creepy.
That'd be lovely. Oh, how's your bummy? Oh, it's nice and cold. Get up, baby,
dance to the rhythm of the music. Robin Banks. Everything about you is very cliche.
George Ryland.
Oh, keep doing that.
Hiya.
This is High FM. George is on some pills.
Yes.
But they're just normal pills.
They're specific painkillers for the ladies. Gastric pain, nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite, heartburn, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, other gastrointestinal complaints, hypersensitivity, skin reactions, ankle swelling, headaches, dizziness, fatigue, insomnia, nervousness, convulsions, palpitations.
It's not funny.
Low blood pressure, respiratory problems, ear pain, eye irritation. Then we've got the serious reactions.
Oh, wow. Serious ones. Okay, here we go.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, there's blistering of the skin, yeah, skin rashes, yeah, yeah, respiratory problems,
okay,
liver or kidney dysfunction, blood changes,
ooh,
chest pain, high fever, possibly a swelling of the lymph nodes in the neck region, upper abdominal pain. That's quite extensive.
If anybody's tuned in the last minute and just heard those, that is the side effects of listening to this radio show. Don't do it. Tune away now.
Save yourselves.
Podcast.
Did you hear about this story? This is the ultimate mic drop when you're leaving a job.
Okay.
Twitter.
Twitter.
Have you heard?
No, I haven't.
It was someone's last day in customer support.
Okay.
And they...
Oh, I did. I did hear this. I did hear this,
accidentally.
Yes. Brilliant.
Deleted Donald Trump's Twitter account. He was offline for 11 minutes, I think it was.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And the official statement was,
yeah,
we have learned that this was done by a Twitter customer support employee who did this on the employee's last day.
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
And you're out. You're dying on that for the rest of your life.
Good morning, Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi, good morning, Robin.
Garobin, yeah, there's another one.
Amazing.
Yes. That's our name, by the way, because Raj called us earlier on and he started that. He did actually muck up. He was going to say George and Robin. I think he got a little bit nervous.
But he went with it.
He did. He went with it. Yes. Hello, it's Garobin here. Who's that calling?
This is Tracy.
All right, Trace.
I just thought I'd phone you up and just say that I'm driving to work just now with a nice chilled bum. I've got chilled
seats. Oh, you got chilled seats. That's what you want. So you get a little breeze up there. Nice little breeze.
I do. It's really nice, but my husband hates it.
Man, I'd love that. That's a bit nice little breeze.
That's a bit strong, isn't it?
Breeze in your bummy. That's what you want.
You guys are weird. I don't know.
Nice
I'm with your
breeze.
Husband. It's too weird.
Tracy, well, thank you so much for calling up and telling Oman about your derriere. I'm sure there'll be nice visions of you going through people's minds right now.
Thanks very much.
Ah, you're welcome. Thank you for sharing it.
Excellent start to the week.
Brilliant, isn't it? See you later, Tracy.
All right, cheerio, Jerobin.
Jerobin. Thank you. Goodbye.
Weekday mornings. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
High FM.
It's me and George. We're mixing them up on the ones and twos. Every weekday morning between
Muscles.
6 and 10. Yeah, yeah, completely. We drop them beats in it. Holler at ya, boy.
Holler.
Muscat Daily, our latest advert is in there. And the latest advert is for you listening. And it's not to make you listen more to this radio station. In fact, none of the adverts that appeared in the Muscat Daily
have that effect at all.
Completely.
At least this one you've used a bit more of the space.
Yeah, and this is a voucher which you can cut out.
Yeah.
Which is quite obvious to cut out by the use of scissors.
I like what you did there. Yeah.
Just in case people didn't know what to do. And we're bringing the whole page. I thought, no, just cut out the voucher and then fold it up, put it in your pocket, because the voucher reads, receive one free round of applause when you produce this voucher. It's a little gift from us, the radio station, to you, the person who's listening right now. But what?
Nothing.
There are terms and conditions, obviously.
Yeah.
They do apply.
One of them's mine!
So let me just read you the small print, which is on the bottom of the voucher. The offer is redeemable at High FM Studio, so you've got to come here, Muscat Grand Mall. Only one round of applause per voucher.
Which is fair.
Yeah, because that will be abused. And you can't, you know, come in, get your round of applause, then give it to your mate who's waiting outside.
And you can't photocopy it. We're not taking pictures on WhatsApp. It's got to be the original voucher from the Muscat Daily.
And there are other T's and C's on there, but I'll let you get the Muscat Daily, cut out the voucher, have a little read of that. But do come in and receive your free round of applause. But you have to have the voucher. Don't just come in without the voucher.
It doesn't work like that. That's not how vouchers work.
Because you, my friend, will be turned away. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
They gather in a secret location. They are extraordinary. We will witness their power.
Excuse me, everyone, if I can have your attention, please.
Robin Banks.
I have free control over you.
How do you archive someone on WhatsApp?
So I was having this conversation at the weekend. So what you do, so here's your WhatsApp. Yeah. WhatsApp. So if you do that.
Right, so you're on your conversation screens.
Yeah. You can just archive there. And then that sort of puts them at the back. So that's what I do when I'm mad at people. Like, they don't know, but it makes you feel better.
So
I was having this conversation at the weekend. Loads of people do that. You're like, yeah, forget you, archive.
Wow, really? So
But then when they text you again, they just come back out.
You can.
People are relentless.
I've got Ehab here. It's like, archive him.
He'll never know.
Will he not?
No. Right, okay, let me find you. I'm going to archive you.
Well, hang on, what about mute?
It's super awkward if I've already done it.
Caught up in your show. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up. This is High FM.
This is High FM, it's Robin Banks.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, I'm George Ryland.
Yes.
Slightly husky George Ryland this week.
Better than yesterday. Yesterday we were getting messages about you. Is George all right?
Yeah.
Sounded like you were about to cry.
I kind of like it in a way, though.
It sounds good.
I really like it.
No. It sounds really more husky than you usually do.
Yeah.
And you are husky.
I know. I really am.
But listen, she's not about to cry. Everything's okay in the studio.
I mean, I might do.
Which would be
never
good.
Never say never.
We got videos rolling.
I've got a special present for you.
Oh, brilliant.
Today.
Yeah.
You know, we get invited to things.
We do, yeah.
And sometimes we go, if there's free food.
Tonight we're going out.
No, we're not. It's Wednesday.
Why do I keep thinking? It's not.
Don't turn up at my house tonight. I will not be ready to. I'm in my pajamas.
George, are you ready?
This is something very special for you today. I don't think you were able to go to the last one.
Oh, okay.
But you were invited to a conference. Now, what I've actually been able to do is I've got a guest speaker role for you.
Oh, okay, right.
So, I don't know if you want to prepare anything. You can probably just do it.
Off the top of my head?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that. That's what we do every morning.
Exactly.
Okay, what's the conference?
Aluminium.
The Aluminium Conference! Yes! Oh, wow. The last time we were invited to this...
What exactly was it you replied with?
It's an aluminium conference. Who goes to aluminium conferences apart from people who sell or are in the aluminium trade?
And I don't even really know what that encompasses, but I would just love to put you on that stage and make you speak about aluminium for like 20 minutes.
I don't know any aluminium jokes, so if I was speaking, you have to open with a gag, and I don't know any aluminium jokes.
Do you think all the speakers are going to open with a gag at the 3-day aluminium conference?
Well, you should do, shouldn't you? You should get up there, and you should give them your best aluminium gag.
Got a job crushing aluminium cans.
It's so depressing.
Yes!
Yeah!
Aluminium joke. We nailed it. We need to get down the Shangri-La.
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
I put my heart and soul into this show.
George Ryland.
You're going to hear some fear.
Woo! Get up. High FM.
I found this out last night, and I want to bring it to the table. According to this, the biggest thing you can do to have a great marriage, to improve your marriage and keep it strong, is really simple.
Not get married.
It's just to always say thank you.
Oh, I thought it was going to be sorry.
Thank you for the stuff your spouse does.
But not a sarcastic way. Thanks, yeah.
It's just that simple. The people that did this said, we found that feeling appreciated and believing that your spouse values you directly influences how you feel about your marriage, how committed you are to it, and your belief that your happy marriage will last.
Will you be giving this a go?
Well, I don't believe it for a minute.
It's a no from me.
Because there's no such thing as a happy marriage, right?
More money, more music.
No.
Good luck to you this evening, sir. Good luck.
I love you, Debbie. Debbie? Debbie?
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Podcast. Get the latest podcast at highfmradio.com.
This is High FM. If you spent your entire childhood with your mother nagging you, do your chores, do your homework, brush your teeth, more than once a week.
No, the fear of reprisals was too great. I mainly just did it on the first asking, I think.
You should tell her, thank you so much, Mummy, because according to this, people whose mothers nagged them when they were growing up turn out to be more successful as adults.
Really?
They're more likely to go to college, avoid making really bad life choices. Hello. And have better paying jobs.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mum. You've ruined my life.
The researchers say, quote, no matter how hard we try to avoid our parents' recommendations, it's likely that they ended up influencing choices we consider extremely personal.
That's odd because I don't remember my mum going, go into radio, George. Yeah. Get yourself a microphone.
You'll love it.
There's loads of money in it.
Now go home and clean your room, would ya?
Robin Banks.
Warning, connection between brain and mouth has been terminated.
What we had to do to get our break in this game that we call the radio business.
Yeah.
When I was in Ireland, I had to hitch a lift, right? I was 13 years old. I had to hitch a lift 10 miles on a Friday night to go in and do my first radio show. So I'd thumb in.
That cannot be safe.
And I'd thumb back.
Really?
Really and truly, yeah. And when I first got a job on a radio station, I went in one afternoon from school.
Yeah.
And there was this radio station called AMS, and it was in the arcade in a mall. It was in a mall.
Full circle.
Full circle. And the guy there said, oh, if you could be like that on the radio, you'd be great. And I went, well, how do I do that? And he said, go and make a demo tape. Well, I had a clue how to make a demo tape. So you know those old tape recorders that play and record?
Oh, I really want to hear this. Well, Do you still have it?
No, I don't. So I went home, I just spoke into it.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Is this thing on? Hello. And I gave it to him, and he said, oh, that's great. Do you want a radio show? I'm like, oh, yeah. So I was on the next Friday night.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I thought, oh, it's because it must be great. No, it was Friday night. No one got paid for it. They wanted the night off, didn't they? In
the morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Come on. On High FM.
This is the podcast on High FM. It's Banks here, Ryland's over there.
Hello.
And on the podcast from now, I mean, until many months.
Winning.
We'll have a High FM's Got Money winner on the podcast. SMS the word win to 91991.
Hello, John Wynn.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
Hello, John.
Yes, John speaking.
Hello, John. This is Robin Banks and George Ryland from High FM.
Yeah.
John, did you enter a competition?
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh.
At the beginning there, you were like, we're some kind of spam callers.
I thought you were going to hang up on us, if I'm honest.
I know.
No, I was looking at the numbers. I thought, what's that?
John. Hello, good morning to you. John, we're actually on the podcast now, so it might not be morning when people are listening to this.
You're going to be downloaded.
Downloaded and subscribed to. How cool is that?
I'll have a look at it later.
John, you SMS the word win into 91991 for High FM's Got Money, and we are calling you back to let you know
the good news, which is that you've won 100 reals.
Well done.
Wow.
Yes, John. Strong game.
You're two nice people. You've made my day.
We are two very, very nice people.
Too nice.
Thank you very much for answering your phone and just making it really easy for us.
Big on our podcast.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, well, thank you very much indeed. That's great. Get up. Get up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up.
I've got a bit here and I really want to talk about it, but I don't think it's particularly strong content, if I'm honest.
What's new? That's what this show is based on.
So, P. Diddy, otherwise known as Puff Daddy, Puffy Diddy, Sean Combs.
He's changed his name, hasn't he?
Yeah, do you know what too?
Love. Oh, is it Brother Love?
So he can go by either, because he's not really a guy to stick to one name. So either you can call him Love now, or you can call him Brother Love.
So it's not Brotherly Love, it's Brother Love.
So I was thinking we should maybe
change our names.
Think about it.
Well, why?
We've had these names for like years.
Yeah. If I was going to change my name, I'd change it to Tom Green.
Would you?
Yeah.
What should I go with?
Chris Fisher.
Nice.
Let's do that. Good morning, Ty FM. This is Tom Green.
Chris Fisher.
And we're your breakfast show. There you go. That's not confusing at all, is it?
No, not at all. It's fine.
I love that guy, Tom Green, in the morning. Are you sure?
Podcast. Hi guys.
How's it going? You alright?
Yeah, I'm alright.
Yeah, alright.
Who's this? Right.
Hello, mate. What's going on today?
Nothing about today. It was about last night.
Last night? What happened last night?
So I tried to get that early morning. Open the Instagram and let you see pictures or videos. From there came creepy.
You became creepy last night on whose Instagram? Is this George's?
No, Hi FM.
Oh, Hi FM's one.
Right, cool. So what, are you creepy on all of us?
Yeah!
Big props to you for calling up and admitting that.
Yeah, which one's your favourite, though? Yeah. Not that it's a competition, but am I winning?
I don't think so. All the pictures of Hi FM.
Have you seen the video of George from a couple of days ago on our Facebook page?
Oh, that one?
Yes.
Not yet, but I think later on.
Well, if that didn't do it, I'm out the game.
Because, you know, if you really want to be considered a creep and creeping, you have to see that video where George puts the word bra into her iPhone photos.
And then you can be that guy that goes through all of my Instagram pictures in the middle of the night. Like.
In fact, I had a message from Facebook last night about that video.
Right.
And it says, hi, we'd just like to tell you, your video is very popular with men aged 25-34.
You're welcome.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, you do. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the Hi FM morning show.
Hi FM.